The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value, and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240.
So it's a Thursday, we've got Max in, and it's Macca as well, and we have a subject that, well, basically, I believe that we live in a crazy world.
We sure do.
So we are a little bit crazy to live in it, so this isn't having a dig at anybody in the next hour. This is just highlighting that we all have our quirky little ways. And by reading up on what is commonly known as OCD...
Yeah, obsessive compulsive disorder.
It's like, I think we've all got, we can all have traits and so on. So, you know, it's a case, I don't think we're having a go at people here. It's 'cause mine is there's certain things that I will try and do, or I have to do. And I noticed that my wife is very... she actually admitted that she has OCD in some kind of way, you know, like everything's got to be just so, everything has got to be in the kitchen, it's got to be just so. You've heard me talk about the drying up cloth, haven't you?
No.
I've told this story before.
You?
Yeah. Now the drying up cloth goes in, you know, it goes in tied in, not tied in, it just tucked into the handle of one of the drawers on the cutlery.
Yes.
Drawer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you pull out the cupboard underneath and shut the cupboard, it falls down and then you can't shut the cupboard door.
Mm.
So what I did was I then got the cloth and put it in the door handle underneath the, so every time you open the door it was fine, it was free of the drawer and so on. And it's taken until very recently for her to actually be able to move that from the drawer to the actual door, the cupboard door.
Oh.
So it doesn't do it. So we're getting somewhere. But there was something the other day that I didn't do, and she asked me if I would, you know, if I would do it, and I sort of said, "But why don't you just put it in there?" It was a pair of scissors. That's a pair of scissors. And that pair of scissors there, the pink pair, goes in the cutlery drawer because that is the food scissors. And I said, what's the difference between the scissors that's in the cutlery drawer and the scissors that are in the knives, the big chopping knives drawer? And she said, they're both food scissors, but the pink one got to go in that one and the orange one goes in that one. And I said, but nothing's colour coordinated, so it can't be. So what's the difference between the two? They're both being used to open packets of food or whatever. And she couldn't give me an answer. She just said that was
her
own OCD.
Mm.
So it's a fascinating thing, but I think every one of us has got it, you know, in some level. I mentioned earlier on about the coffee that I have first thing in the morning. It's got to be in a certain mug. And if it's
I know
not
a lot of people like
in
that.
If it's not in a certain mug, I'm going to have a bad day.
Mm.
So whether it's superstitious or whether it's OCD,
okay,
I don't know.
Why don't you try having your coffee in a different mug one morning?
I did the other week, and they got beat by West Brom.
Ugh. So yours is just superstition.
Is it superstition or is it OCD? That's the question, you see.
Well,
you asked this question. When does it become...
Or habit.
When do habits become OCD?
Oh, I don't know. Yes, obviously, the people that do suffer badly,
yeah,
have a proper diagnosis from a doctor, etc., and have to live with it. It must be hard. But I'm just like you and I are trying to say, but when does something like we go habit stroke, ritual stroke, something you have to do anyway, become takes over?
Yeah.
That you have to do it over and over again.
Yeah,
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think it is. It is a fascinating subject. It really is. So, and there's lots of people that have messaged us and sort of said that, you know, the things that they have to do. And I know you said you've got one as well that you want to talk about in a moment. But the phone's ringing, so let's take a call. Hi,
who's
this?
The phone is ringing.
See, the phone's ringing, so I answer it.
Did you hear that? have you ever heard that song?
Well, no, but let me just finish. Some people will want to let it ring five times before they open it, or
bad
they'll have a number.
That's bad sales business, that is, mate.
Is it? What, answering it straight away?
You should. No. No more than two rings.
No more than two rings.
If you're a company, you should let it ring no more than twice.
Ah.
Yeah,
because
we was always told that when I was working in the parcel distribution business.
Because there will be people that would say, let it ring five times. Or yeah, let it ring six times.
The customer's lost interest and he might try somebody else.
Yeah, but take the sales thing out of it. There are people that say, no, let it ring two or three times. It's got,
oh, yeah. I used to have a habit like that on my bike. I had to do it I had to change gear 9 times, even though it stopped at the 4th gear.
Yeah.
I had to go another 5, and I used to make up a little saying. It was 1, 2, 3, 4. What was it? 1, 2, 3, 4. And then I used to say something at the end of it. It was when I was only 16. But I know.
It's fascinating.
I've had madness all my life.
Well, see, I don't think it's madness.
I
just think
it was now.
It's just
1, 2, 3, 4. Something, 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 something. Now, you saw the saying I made up finished at 9, which is my lucky number.
Do you have any others that you do?
Yeah, Christ, did I tell you about the kids laugh their heads off when I go and get in the car or get out of a car? And if I get into the car, I have to get into the car a certain way. I know everybody's going to say, well, yeah, you got to open the door and get in.
Yeah.
But no, what I'm saying, if I'm not feeling right, I do a complete 180 degrees rotate.
Right.
Yeah, over that, because the missus will watch me come out the garage and she'll laugh because she knows that it's playing me up. Because I'll walk round the passenger side, go and check the back door or the boot, and get in the driver's side so it doesn't look so I haven't got to rotate. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
It's stupid, I know. How many times you go back and check the door, see if it's locked?
Yeah, I mentioned that one. Oh, I think that's common.
Righty. Yeah.
See, I don't do that.
What, check the door?
But I see other people that do it.
Mate, yeah.
I left the depot one night and I went 15 miles and drove back to make sure I locked up.
Oh. It's because your mind plays tricks on you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
This is what it is.
You feel, what's the word, paranoid and insecure.
Yeah, and you think, oh no, I'm going to just have to go back and check, even though you're 99.9% sure that you locked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I drove 15 miles one night and turned around and had to go back. So just 30 miles before we even started.
And had you locked up?
Yeah.
You had done it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So were you then cross with yourself for doubting yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny,
then
isn't it?
Then it puts you behind and you think, what a stupid, stupid man I am.
But if you hadn't, you would have ruined your whole evening.
It would have done.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to concentrate. God, you know. Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, if it wasn't for the fact that I was working nights, I would have sent the missus out to check if the building was locked. But,
do you know, we mentioned cars earlier on and habits in cars. Max has got a habit that I wonder if you do as well, Keith.
What's that, mate?
Well, like we talked to drive, aren't we? You're supposed to always check that you're in neutral before you start the car up. So I do that, so I know it's in neutral, and then I'll still go from side to side a couple of 3 or 4 or 5 times.
Oh, yeah, make sure it's in neutral.
But I already know it is because I've proved
to
myself.
Another habit I picked up back in the when I started my lorry driving, etc., van driving and whatnot, and that was always, if it was a manual gearbox, and that was always starting with the clutch in. So if the battery was dodgy, then that way you know that the engine hasn't got to turn over the clutch or it's got a free... You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
It's got a bit more help to start it if it's
cold
weather and whatnot, because obviously it's not trying to turn the clutch as well or something. I know, I was told. It's the same with side lights. Have you noticed if you're driving along, how many cars have got a headlamp out one side in the cold weather?
Well, do you know what, Keith? I haven't driven the car for ages.
Well, if you're walking up the road, have you noticed as soon as the weather turns damp or cold, there's a lot of cars running around with one headlamp?
Right.
Do you know what that is?
Go on.
Well, in the old days, I was always taught this. I still do it now. But I always used to put, because in the old days, you used to have a little side light that was inside the headlamp. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So the side lights were inside the headlamp. So if you turn your side lights on first, for a few seconds, that little bit of warmth off that side light warms the air in your headlamp. So it means that when you turn your main headlamp on, the bulb's not cold, and the heat gets to it and blows the bulb. That's why it blows.
I
still do it now, even though the side lights are in a different part of the vehicle. It's not in the headlamp anymore. I'll sit there for a few seconds with the side lights on before I put the main lights on.
See, we were all a bit crazy, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's just what you get programmed into, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean crazy in a nice kind of way.
Another habit I've got is the kids, they shout at me for it. They'll say something to me, and I'll bring in what they've said into the conversation, but into a song.
Go on.
Like, I said, what were we doing last week? I said, last Christmas, you give me, you know, that sort of thing.
That to me has just been fun.
It's like having George Michael in the room with you.
But Max, I do it all the time.
Oh, well, you want to discuss your wind-up match?
No, it's spending 35 years stuck in a cab on my own with the radio going.
Yeah, yes, I can understand that.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like my brain. It's like I've now got a sticker on the back of my vehicle. It says ex-trucker. What is it? Brain sometimes sticks at 56. It does. I'm driving along, and the kids or the missus say, "You're doing it again." I said, "Doing what again? What am I doing? Pick me nose or something?" She said, "No." She said, "You're doing 56 miles an hour." I said, "It's because it's what's been programmed into my brain for all those years. I was driving on a limiter at 56 miles an hour. Everything that's coming at me, I see, is at 56 miles an hour, and it programs into your brain."
Yeah.
It's like, Max, how many times have you driven along on the Isle of Wight?
Mm-hmm.
You've left home, and you got to your destination, you think, "Well, I don't even ever go along that road."
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's where your brain, it doesn't need to register. You've done that so many times, it doesn't mean to register that part of the journey.
That's scary, though, isn't it? Because you think, I can't remember.
Oh, gosh, I'm here already. What, you know, I don't remember going that way or something, you know. And
again, all of us do that.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, but not everybody goes round and round in a circle before they get in their car.
No.
My missus, it's embarrassing. She looks down if I'm doing it. It is. And I know I'm doing it.
We do know we're doing it, but we have. Yeah, like you say, you've just got to do it.
I've got to do it and finish it.
Mm.
Yeah, I've got to do it.
Just imagine these people that we mentioned earlier on. When they leave the house, they've got to tap a light 5 times.
Yeah.
Mm.
I check the door 3 times.
You check it 3 times.
Make sure it's locked 3 times. Up the handle. 1, 2, 3. That's it. He's locked.
And you do it.
Yeah, there was pull on the handle 3 times.
There was a program on it was a detective series, and this guy had OCD, and he had an elastic band around his wrist.
I suspect so.
And it would stop. He would ping it every time he wanted to do something.
That's right. I've heard of that. Yeah.
Or was that just to stop you from smoking? Is that something to take your mind off it?
I don't know, to be honest.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Last night was a nightmare. We were down the workerman's, got a local club, like I said, I'm the entertainment organiser down there. And one of the girls that was there, we put the credit office I was watching, doing the Christmas decoration, she had OCD, and she moved the decorations 4 times before she said it looked right. 1 year she put the Christmas tree up, she said, and 3 days later she took it down and re-put it up again because it didn't look right.
It's wanting this perfection, isn't it?
Yeah.
In that respect.
Yeah.
It's the unwanted thoughts.
Well, it's David Beckham, he got it, isn't he?
Well, David Beckham...
Doesn't he turn every Coke can around in the blinking cupboard or something, or in the fridge?
No, it says what he does is he likes everything in a straight line, or everything has to be in pairs. So if he's got two Coke cans...
Is that OCD?
Well, he claims he's got the obsessive compulsive order, but his wife said he's got that obsessive thing. If you open our fridge, but they have got 3 fridges, one food's in one, salad in another, and drinks in the third. And if the drinks one, everything is symmetrical. If there's 3 cans, he'll throw one away because it has to be an even number.
Perhaps he was a shelf stacker in his shop in a previous life.
I don't know, but...
What about when you're doing the old furniture thing? If you're sat in your lounge, do you have to have everything like the TV central when you're watching the TV? Is it central?
I want the controls on a certain little table. Yeah.
Do you, but what about the rest of the room? Are your pictures all central? Is the TV central where you sit? Do you have the speakers one side or is it all like, you know, yeah, speakers and sound comes out of speakers?
The other night we were at darts, right, ladies darts, and they looked at me and they laughed their heads off because I was sat in the middle of the floor, the dance floor. Listen to the jukebox, but it's a stereo jukebox.
Right.
And where I had the seat, I was perfectly sat, and where it was perfectly stereo. This is talking daft. I said, "No, come here, listen." They said, "You're right, you know, you can pick it out in stereo with the position I was in."
Yeah, but when you're in your lounge, how have you had it? Is your TV like in a central place?
Everyone's TV isn't it?
Not necessarily. You see, if it's in the corner and you're like all around it. See, we've got our TV, so the TV's on the wall, and our sofa is right opposite it, and it's dead central.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I sit and watch the TV, I am in the middle, and I am watching, and I'm right smack bang in the middle. I'm not looking at
so
it on an angle.
So when you go to the cinema, do you have to buy the middle row seat?
Yes,
you do. You don't.
Yeah.
You can't watch it from the side.
No, I don't want to watch it in the side. I don't want to watch it close up.
You don't want to watch it at the front. But you're looking up, so to speak.
Yeah.
You've got to be sat in the middle.
Yeah.
I've never thought of it like this at all.
But when you talk us around your lounge at the moment. How's it all set up? You know, have you got the TV one side?
Yeah, mine's in the corner, mate.
So it's in the corner.
Mine's in the corner.
Next to the chimney breast.
So I couldn't have mine in the corner.
Why?
Because it would be lopsided.
No.
Well, yeah, but we've got it in one side, and we've got a unit in the other side, so it looks sort of matched. You know?
Well, don't feel as though I'm having a go at you.
No, but
it's sort of matched.
You saying that, it's like I know people that have a tattoo, then they got to get another one done on the other side.
See that?
Then if they have another one, they got to have another one done.
It's balanced up then, yeah.
My mum's the same. When she gets out the car, mate, she's got a 2-ton handbag in one hand and a walking stick in the other that weighs light as a feather. And I said, let me give you your handbag. She said, no, I need that to counterbalance me. I thought, what? It's like having a, you know, it's like having a feather one side and a concrete brick the other, you know. There's no way, you know, no way would it, but she does, she walks level, so.
Isn't it amazing how we do things and we just do them and nobody really knows why?
No, we don't, mate.
Because
I'm programmed into us.
I'm now feeling a bit sorry for you two because you've got your TV in the corner of the room and it should be.
No, it's like a mate of mine. You know, going not right down to gutter level, but going down. He's in the army, or he was in the army years ago, and he found it almost impossible to lay down and go to the toilet because obviously if you're in the you know, if you're in the trenches or in the front line, it's no good to let down with your rifle, then you've suddenly got to stand up and have a wee. He found it almost impossible to lay down and do number twos and number ones while he was let down. But you have to do it. Like I said, if you're in battle, people don't think of this, if you're in front line action, you can't stand up and drop your cacks. You get shot. You would, wouldn't you? You think about it. Well, I know it's going down the gut level, that's normally happens with me anyway, but... you know, you think, oh, I said to him, you're blinking right, mate. You know, how would you do it?
Yeah.
He said it took ages for me to learn how to do it, he said.
Is your... Let's go upstairs, Keith. Yeah. Let's go upstairs in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is your bed central?
Oh, it's always in the middle of the room if we can. We did have it in one corner once, but it was very awkward to get out. I kept hitting me head against the wall.
Okay. So again, our bed is central, and it's the same distance from that side to that side. So there's it has to be central.
That. Yeah, we tried to do that, so we've both got equal space.
That's common, though, isn't it?
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Because Keith's isn't now.
No, he said he didn't, they couldn't, it was uncomfortable like that before, so it is central.
But, yeah, it's central now, yeah.
But then you say that it's common, but if you go downstairs, and you, I don't mean like common as in, oh, you live up pan, that kind of common. It's common like everyone's doing it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But if you go downstairs into the lounge, your television is not central, it's in the corner.
Yeah, and I think in every house I've lived in it has been. Even as a child.
So you haven't got that?
No, when I was a kid, my bed was against the wall.
No, when I was a kid, my bed was against the wall.
See, we'd never be... we weren't allowed to have our beds against the wall, because otherwise you'd mark it.
No, all I meant to say was, you know, like I said, you have one side... Well, the room wasn't big enough to go in the middle.
No, I had both to the side and in the middle.
Well, we had a small bed.
Yeah.
We had a small, skinny bed.
We had a small bedroom, you know. We come from a family of farmers. Oh, God, he just shouted at me. And what was I going to say? Yeah, what I do find strange is going to my mate's house and he's got his sitting room laid out like a TV set.
Right.
His sofa's in the middle of the room. You can walk around the back of it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But it's central to the TV?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm the same.
But it's a big room, mind you, so...
Everywhere I've gone, that's what I wanted, when I'm sitting there, I'm sat straight in the middle of the television. That's where
I'm
have
not.
To sit.
I'm sat in the corner and the TV's in the other corner, the opposite side of the room.
See, it's lopsided. I'm the one with the problem here because you're all right with it. I have to be in the middle. I've got to be in the middle.
No, I don't care.
On a stand, you know, I just swivel it.
Oh, you can't swivel it.
Yeah.
No, I've got to be central.
Well, yours is screwed to the wall anyway, isn't it? So
it is, yeah.
Yours.
Yeah, you can't move your wall.
No, I'll move the sofa if I have to. I'm not central.
Like, yeah, but it's just programmed. You go back over the centuries, it's like us, we've got an open fire. How many houses do you see with an open fire in a corner? Not many. They're normally central to the room, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, it's all central.
Now, my wife...
It's like the light, it's for most, it's like a light fitting, isn't it? It's normally in the middle of the room in the ceiling, isn't it?
Oh, the light switches we have in our house, I don't know who lived there before and put them in. They're in weird places, halfway up the wall. You know, we thought a midget lived there.
Oh, you got
there.
One of those like uplighters or downlighters, whatever they call them, that sort of thing.
Yeah. My wife...
The 70s situation, that was one, an 80s.
you go into the kitchen now, and, you've got the jar of coffee, you've got the jar of sugar, and you've got the jar of tea. Yeah. If I mess that up and put it tea, coffee, sugar, it gets put back to coffee, sugar, tea.
Well, it's like me mum, mate.
Because it's
like
alpha.
Not being funny, but do you put milk in a milk jug, in sugar in a sugar bowl or caddy or?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a little sugar dispenser to put the sugar in.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. That's what I was telling you, and you interrupted. We got that. What I was saying is, Keith, we got the three tins. One's got coffee in, one's got sugar, one's got tea in. And if I mess that up and put it in a different order, the wife rearranges it to read coffee, sugar, tea, alphabetical order.
Yeah, I've done that, mate. Uh-huh. Another habit I've got is trying to make a sentence out of number plates.
Trying to make a sentence out of number plates.
Go on. Yeah.
Go on.
Well, you know, like say. How can I put it? I can't say the sentence I got for the one outside. But, you know, I just want to make... Say it's... how can I put it? Well, say it's blended with HDT. Say it's R20 HDT.
Yeah.
It's the R20 Happy Day Tomorrow.
Happy Day Tomorrow?
Yeah.
See, that's a weird habit, isn't it?
I know.
But we all got them.
Yeah, we certainly
have.
What
saying about the milk and whatnot, do you put your milk in a jug?
No.
Or keep it in a bottle?
No, we don't. We keep it in the,
in the plastic container.
In the plastic container it comes in.
Yeah, but my mum, she got a plastic, well, she got a milk bottle in the fridge that's half full, and a milk jug that's half full.
Right.
She just keeps topping the milk jug up.
Do you drink...
half full bottle.
Do you drink tea or coffee?
I prefer a coffee, but I shouldn't drink it really.
Okay, but you do drink tea?
I do occasionally, but very, very, very occasionally.
Do you make...
Very, very...
Does your wife drink tea?
Yes, she always has tea first thing in the morning, then she'll go over the coffee.
When you make her... Do you make her a cup of tea?
I do.
When you make her a cup of tea, what goes in first?
Well, in the old days, it used to be the milk first, didn't it?
In the old days?
The tea bag, then the water.
Yeah.
That was... Basically, because of it, to stop the china cups from cracking.
Oh right, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Stop pouring boiling water into a china cup, which means you know it would instantly crack.
I didn't know that.
But if you put milk into a tea china cup, it's a cold solution you got in there first that you're warming up. You're not going straight in with a hot solution.
Right, because the wife always has to have the milk in first.
Yeah, it's just habit, mate. You know, but then
if you
her mother did the same from the days before that, I suspect.
But then if you put the tea bag in, okay, yeah. And then you put the milk on top, or vice versa, when you pour the water in, it struggles, the tea struggles to get out of the bag. So it's easier to put the tea bag in, pour the hot water, the boiling water on the tea bag, the flavour and the colour escapes, but the wife won't have it. No,
well, yeah, but that stems from the day before, you know. So you should make a pot of tea, mate, not put the tea bag in
but
the
then
cup.
It goes cold.
Ah, see, now you've just added fuel to my fire. You don't put milk in the teapot, do you?
No, you put milk in your cup.
Exactly.
Then you pour tea on top of your milk.
Yeah, but you pour the boiling water on the tea bag. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, but the tea bag then's in the blinking teapot, and that's thicker than a China cup, isn't it?
Right, yeah, but you've just added fuel to my argument. You just wait.
But how many people still use cups and saucers? Because they never
use
a mug, don't they?
Most restaurants.
Well, restaurants have. I'm talking about general families getting the cups and saucers out for having a broom.
I'll tell you something. Every Sunday, when we were kids, it was without fail at home.
Yes, but I mean that. I know that. Then I mean now. I don't. It's just cups and saucers sales
down.
Well,
no, it's because we got used to a throwaway world, Max. You know, you go into Subway's. Oh, can I have a coffee to go? They don't give you that in a blinking china cup. They give you a little cardboard mug. A polystyrene mug.
I don't know about you, but I really... Those people that go to Costa Coffee or wherever...
What's wrong
and
with
you
them?
See them walking up the town with their...
£4
with,
cup of coffee.
With their cup of... Their mug of coffee held out in front of them.
Yeah,
like some,
it's a symbol of something.
I want to pour it on them.
I want to spill it.
Go online, look at Costa Coffee... And you look at the calories they've got in their coffees.
Mm.
No, but it
you
was
know,
so
and then you add, then you go and add a syrupy flavour, which can bump it up by another 500 calories. They don't think of that. Oh yeah, put some hazelnut flavour in it or things like that. Excuse me. But, you know, coffee's coffee to me. I don't mind the odd-flavoured one, yeah, the odd one. But people have it, how can I put it, religiously, don't they? Oh, yeah, I've got to have a latte, double frappe, blinking, I don't know what. It's got to have hazelnut and also vanilla in it as well. That's not a coffee.
No.
It's a concoction.
Point we were trying to make, Keith, is that then they come out of the shop and they're walking up the town and they're holding this thing out in front of them like it's some kind of symbol.
Yeah.
Some
it's
kind
the
of.
Same with mobile phones.
Yeah,
you know,
it's replaced.
I've got an original iPhone 4. Not an iPhone 4S or a 5 or a 5S or a 6. They say, of course, you still got that old thing. I say, yeah, it works. That's what I need it for.
Yeah.
You know, and you see the people in the street, oh, yeah, I've got this one, a new Samsung Galaxy so and so and so and so, you know. I said, oh, yeah, is it a phone? Or is it a bar of chocolate?
I like the iPhone 4.
We've got a bar of chocolate due here for. Yeah.
I like the iPhone 4, the shape of it. I thought it was the best shape ever. I really.
Well, yeah, like I said, I've stuck with it, mate.
It's balanced.
Been through thick and thin. It's got a few dents in it now, and it does its purpose, and suits me fine. Suits you, sir.
Hey,
yeah.
Keith.
Yeah, I've got to go, mate. You two have a nice weekend.
And you.
No
Shania today, then?
No, she was in yesterday.
Oh, of course. It's Umpty's birthday. She's gone out to fix his puncture.
Yeah, she's fixed that now. She's now doing the cleaning around the house.
Okay, you two. You have a good weekend.
And you. Thanks,
all
Keith.
The best.
Cheers
bye
now.
Best.
Bye.
Bye.
Does it irritate you when you see these people coming out of these coffee places?
I'm
this
glad
great
I'm not,
big mug of
I'm
coffee.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that's not like this.
Oh, it's just like a symbol of how great I am. I want to trip them up so they fall in it.
No,
I really do. Yeah. Who do you think you are? You're walking around with a...
When did this trend start?
Oh,
this has got to be seen with the largest steaming plastic cup of coffee.
Yeah, what is that all about? I don't get it. I've got a cup of coffee.
Mind you, I'm guilty of this a little bit, but these coffee walkers,
they
always have the big scarf thing, you know, all wrapped round.
There are words that we could use, but not this lunchtime. Now, look, Maggie says, just give me the coffee and nobody gets hurt.
Oh, right.
Mrs. Steed says, Mick has to have his cereal in a certain willow pattern bowl and use a special spoon, but he's not been able to get his own breakfast for the last 2 weeks. He's had to have any old bowl and spoon. So will that mean he's cured? Will that mean now that, you know, because he's not getting, you know, the same bowl, he has to have it, he goes down in the morning, gets his bowl, gets his, you know, everything's in the same bowl, same spoon, and because that cycle's now broken, does that mean now he's cured?
Well, he might be, or he might say, he does it, he'll just, without mentioning it, just do it in his bowl.
Do you have your own spoon?
No, spoon.
Do you have your own bowl? Do you have your own knife and fork?
No.
Do you have your own mug?
Yes.
Do you? What's on your mug?
Well, it's pink for a start.
It's pink?
Hearts, yeah.
Okay, so you've got pink hearts, and that's your mug?
That's my mug.
Does anybody else use it?
No.
If they did,
if I ask the kids, the boys, to make me a cup of tea, they'll always make it in that mug as well.
Okay.
I don't have to say,
so they,
in my mug.
They know, it's in your mug.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But if they used my mug, it wouldn't bother me. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go, oh my God, that's my mug. Use your own. It wouldn't bother me in the slightest.
It's really strange because the second cup of coffee at the weekend, because I only have two, one first thing in the morning.
Oh, it can only be two
And I only have two.
Oh.
I only
what
have two.
What if he actually, you know, went mad and had three?
Well, I don't.
Then you can only have one the following day.
No, that would freak me out, I'm sure. I've got to have two and that's it, no more. Mm. But it's really weird because the second cup at the weekend is always served up by the wife in a different mug, okay? Because she's popped that one into the... See, normally, during the day, I would have a coffee, okay, in the same mug, and when I go home, I will have it in the same mug that's not been washed up.
Oh, no. Dirty devil.
But at the weekend, I get a clean one.
You get a super clean one.
I get a clean one, yeah.
Oh,
but it's always got to be the same mug.
Really?
It's always got to be the same mug.
But you go back, you don't even put some cold water in it so it stands in the bowl.
No, because I drink all of it, it's gone. It's just a little stain in the bottom.
Mucky pop.
But that's a habit that I've got into.
Mm. Well, try and break it.
No, I don't want to, thank
all right.
you.
Awkward.
I like it. All right, the phone rings. Let's take a call. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hello,
it's Jackie.
Hello, Jackie.
Hello. Do you have a special way of putting your toilet roll on the toilet roll holder? I do. I have to have the paper coming over the top, not going down the back.
Ah, do you know what? I had this disagreement last week. And, yeah, I'm saying over the top rather than down the back, because if it's down the back, it could get stuck to the wall.
It doesn't sort of put so much strain on the toilet roll holder, I don't think, because at the back, you've got to kind of, like, reach behind and perhaps hold on to something to pull it off, whereas if it's in the front, you just, you know, it's easier to get hold of the complete roll and tear whatever you need off.
Does it freak you out when somebody does it a different way,
though? Yeah, I'll change it. If anyone changes the toilet roll holders and it's the wrong way, I'll just go and quietly put them back. It's easier to just go and do it.
Really?
And I have to have the tea, coffee and sugar in the same order, yes. That annoys me if they're not put back right.
Ah, do you have it tea, coffee, sugar?
I got tea, coffee, sugar.
Oh,
tea,
no, it should be...
It's like the first one we come to, along the line, as it were. It's tea in the morning, mid-morning's coffee, and sugar we don't have very much, so it's the last one. That's the...
No, it should be coffee, sugar, tea, no, alphabetical order.
I've got my kind of reasons for it, but it's funny, like you're saying, all these weird habits. We do have silly habits, don't we? And I don't think we realise we've got them, do we?
No, I think we're highlighting a few things here.
Mm.
And I'd never really, until you mentioned the toilet roll there, over the top or down the back, I never really thought about that until very recently.
And have to have tea in a china thing. Tea in a kind of a pottery mug is just not the same as tea in a china cup.
See,
or
that's...
china mug even, because cups and saucers are gone now. I used to have cups and saucers.
No, that's just a mindset.
But I like coffee in a kind of a, what I would call a nice coffee mug, but I like tea in a china.
Ah, that's just a mindset. Surely it tastes the same.
It's just funny. It just seems to be the right thing to do. And with the takeaway coffees, yes, they do look absolute plonkers, don't they? You see them all on the television, don't you, when they're sort of interviewing people walking past.
Yeah, oh, thank goodness somebody else says the same.
Cups. It's almost as if they're holding a doggy bag, isn't it, out in front of them. It's like they don't want it near them, isn't it? They're, as you say, they kind of stick them
it's
out in the
It's some sort of status
front,
symbol.
Me,
I don't know what it
coffee.
Is.
But it's weird. It's a kind of a trend thing, isn't it? It has to be a kind of a status symbol, doesn't it?
Look at me.
A cabby thing now, I think. Do you need to walk about the streets with coffees and things and... Not necessary, is it?
No, look at me, that's what that says.
Yeah.
But it's like I said...
If you get a Waitrose card, a store card, or just a card, it's not for buying anything, it's just a card, you don't get anything, any points or anything. If you have a Waitrose card, you can, once a day, you can go and get yourself a free tea, coffee, or hot chocolate from their in-store machines. You just go up to the till and ask, swipe the card and say, I want a tea or I want a cappuccino or a latte or an espresso or a hot chocolate. And they give you a mug and you go over to the machine and there's all the sugars and things there, and that's for free.
Do you know what? I just have this vision of me getting making a huge cardboard cup look-alike, putting Costa on the front of it, or one of the other companies, just walking around the town and looking a complete prat, and highlighting.
If I nip down the town, you don't have to actually go and buy anything in Waitrose. If you just want to go and get yourself a free coffee or a tea, you can, provided you have your card. You don't actually have to purchase anything.
Mm.
So if I'm down the town getting the paper, or even if I just go to Waitrose and get the paper, or go to whichever shop to get the paper, and I park in Waitrose, I just nip in if I feel like it and bring a coffee back.
So you're actually doing what all those people are doing. Do you actually carry it the right way, like out in front, like a status symbol?
No.
Well, you've got to do that.
The thing is, you've got to get it to the car, and then you've got to get it home. And fortunately, you know, you've got those kind of like little cut-out bits now in cars, don't you, in the consoles, where it just about fits one of those cardboard things. But, you know, we don't do all the time, but it's the only time my husband takes me out for coffee. It doesn't cost anything. We sat outside a few weeks back and just went in and got a coffee from Waitrose. Oh, no, I tell a lie. I was really treated. It's we had the two C's, coffee and compost. They were...
I thought he was going to say something else then, condoms.
Coffee and compost. I mean, he knows how to treat a girl.
Coffee and condoms.
We went down to Waitrose because they'd got outside a great big plastic bin full of all their coffee grounds that they, when they emptied the machine, and a trowel, an Alan Titchmarsh trowel, I do believe, and it was free. You just kind of, if you take a bucket down, you can just help yourself to all these coffee grounds, because it's pretty good to put around the garden for compost.
Oh, right. Okay.
Apparently coffee grounds.
All right.
So he took me out for coffee and compost, because both things were free.
Coffee and compost. There's a date you won't forget.
Mm. Yes, we've done it twice now. Really
all right,
spoiled.
Well, it's becoming a habit.
Yeah, so it's right. A few weeks back when it was still nice now, but it was very warm, unseasonably warm, and the sun was shining, and they got little tables and chairs outside. We sat outside and had our coffee and watched the world go by, and came back with a bucket of coffee grounds in the back of the car, which was then sort of spread around the garden and residue put in the compost heap.
Lovely.
Yeah. So
he knows.
You can get something for nothing.
He knows how to treat a girl. Hey, look, we're going to take a break in a moment. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, everyone.
And you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Okay, then, so.
Quickly, you just mentioned condoms.
Yeah.
There's a family planning clinic in Sweden that's opened, and basically they're doing sizing of penises,
right.
Because apparently condoms frequently break because men aren't wearing the correct size condom.
Yeah.
So you can go in and they've got tape measure and blah blah blah, and they start from, I think it's they go up every 1.5 inches.
And those things don't half dig in. Cuts off the circulation and everything.
Catch on over here.
I just want to go out of town now with a big mug of coffee. So big, you've got to struggle to get your arms around it. And I just want to highlight the fact that's what you idiots look like when you're walking up through the town or wherever with your... Do you remember there was
some
an episode...
Some of those idiots might be listening to us, idiots.
Oh, good. there was an episode of Only Fools and Horses... And we make reference to, Only Fools and Horses, Mokes Weeks.
Oh,
but they were talking about him with his Filofax. Because if you go back in time... The 1980s, the year of the Filofax, or the decade of the Filofax.
You have to walk around with that as well.
It's a bit like the coffee thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It really is. They're walking around, it's like a status symbol. I've got a Filofax, I'm a yuppie.
Yeah.
And this is the same sort of thing with the coffee. You know, I've got this great big Costa coffee, whatever it is, out in front of walking out in front. And somebody made reference to Del Boy. They saw Del Boy down the town or down the precinct, and everyone thought it was a protest march because he was holding his yuppie Filofax out in front.
In the air. Look at what I've
and
got.
And it's a similar thing. Every time I see these people, I think, oh, is it like a protest thing or what?
It definitely is.
Anyway, look, what we're going to do is going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk more. And I would imagine we've got some more issues ourselves. That maybe that we need to share with the listener.
We need to share with the general
and I know
public.
That many people have been in touch this morning, so we've got some details that have been given to us. So we're back in a mo.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone, 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
ThreatBuzz.net is the place to go for all the latest music reviews, photos and much more. Covering island bands to establish acts from across the globe, the guys at ThreatBuzz will give their unique view on the music world. As well as music reviews from ThreatBuzz, they now offer bands and musicians a range of promotional services from photo shoots, video show reels to advertising and pictures on the site. ThreatBuzz caters for all budgets and requirements. Just call them on 07576 138337 today for more information. So whatever you're looking for, visit fret-buzz.net for all your music needs, or find them on Facebook by searching ThreatBuzz Music Reviews.
The White Military and Heritage Museum. Situated on the main Cowes to Newport Road, the museum will excite your senses. Adults and children of all ages can experience the surge of adrenaline on an armoured vehicle ride around the tank track. For a real treat, why not try a ride in one of the Centurion tanks? There's also a covered rifle range to test your shooting skills. Enjoy refreshments in the cafe or the mess bar. Come along to the White Military and Heritage Museum, where you will be welcomed with open arms by our volunteer team. All profits are redistributed among armed service charities. Call 01983 300037 for more details or to book your ride.
If you're one of those people that has to live life on a tight budget, you might want to take advantage of the £10 meal deal at Hamilton's Fine Foods.
£10 meal deal, I started probably about 2 years ago now, and we've managed to sustain the prices that you still get the full value of that, which is the chicken, the mince, the ham, the sausages, and that chicken will go for a family of four quite easily. You've still got the stock afterwards if you want to, and the bones to make a soup. Sausages obviously is a meal in itself, the ham is another evening meal.
Hamilton's Fine Foods, you'll find them on Dace Way and Pyle Street in Newport, also in Wootton and Cowes too.
Where do you go for a wide range of animal feeds, accessories and lots more? Sandown Pet Store are the island's premier store for all your pets' needs. We are open 6 days a week on St John's Road, Sandown. Telephone 01983 407788 and speak to Paul or Wendy for a friendly and reliable service.
The House of Chili is located at Hollier's Barn in Branston, between Princelet Chute and Thompson Garden Centre. We stock a vast array of chili-related products from the Isle of Wight. Chili balsamics, relishes, chutneys, marmalades, sweets, snacks, dried mixes, and a vast array of hot sauces from the Isle of Wight and around the world. We have sample tables to taste a wide variety of products. Looking for that unique Christmas present? How about a House of Chili gift pack or one of our luxury hampers? Check out www.houseofchili.com. Ideal gifts for the chili lover in your life.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
We're talking about those habits that we have that can be sort of misconstrued for OCD. And you've got some stories there about famous people, haven't you?
Well, we did some earlier. Apparently, Paul Hollywood, you know, he's a great British Bake Off chap. Yeah. He admitted last month that he washes his Aston Martin, name dropper, every couple of hours.
Every couple of hours? Mm-hmm. That is obsessive, isn't
it? Yeah, I would say so. Apparently, Jane Horrocks, the actress, she's done loads of things. She's great. I can't, you know what, she's done absolutely fabulous, she was in, wasn't she?
She was, she was brilliant in that as well.
Well, apparently, she used to count her blinks.
Count your blinks?
Yeah. She said she'd spend hours swallowing and then counting how many times she blinked. But she says that motherhood has banished the symptoms. You just don't have time to be obsessed when you have a child.
So count the blinks.
Yeah.
Do you remember there was a famous quote on one of the Big Brother things from years ago? There was a Welsh girl that come out and said, "I love blinking, I do," and she started doing all of that. Still doing all the blinking. "I love blinking, I do." Don't you remember?
No,
you don't
that?
Obviously. It was a Welsh girl. I can't remember. She looks
well.
A bit,
well, was she Welsh?
She yeah. That was a Welsh accent.
That's Scottish.
Yeah. I love blinking. I do.
No, that was Welsh. Who else? We spoke about David Beckham. Megan Fox has she's the actress as well. She's got the public toilets one, which is common with a lot of people.
Public toilets,
you know,
one.
But we just don't like to go and do a whatever in the public loo, do we? Because we think they're mucky.
I'm a bit fussy when you know, especially if it's a sit down job.
Yes. Well, she doesn't like forks.
Doesn't like forks.
No, she's got an obsessive fear of using forks and knives while eating out, because putting my mouth where a million other mouths have been, just knowing all the bacteria that you carry in your mouth, yuck. So she carries around with her own cutlery. And do you know who else who did that?
Lord Sugar.
No, Elvis.
No, Elvis Presley did it as well.
Uh-huh. He took his own mug and stuff. He did. So whatever.
Have you ever seen the movie with Jack Nicholson, As Good As It Gets?
I probably have. I don't know. Perhaps I haven't. I don't know.
Because he is this to a T.
Yeah.
He would go into a restaurant. He would take his own knife and fork in a plastic bag, and he would do. He wouldn't walk on cracks. There was all these things that he would not do, and it's just a brilliant, one of the best films I've ever seen.
Right, I suss that out.
So As Good As It Gets.
Yeah,
Jack
I've heard
Nicholson.
Of it.
It's a fantastic. I think Helen Hunt's in it as well.
Well, let me just tell you this. Apparently, even Charles Dickens had it. Some biographer in 2009 diagnosed the author Obviously, he was good at writing, but apparently he touched objects 3 times for luck and combed his hair hundreds of times a day, and he would rearrange furniture. It's that furniture business again. Whenever he stayed in a hotel room and inspected his children's bedrooms every morning, leaving behind notes when he was unhappy with their level of tidiness. But then that could be misconstrued as just basically saying your room's untidy, when most teenagers that just tidy it up.
Okay, yeah, so here we go. As good as it gets. Out in 1997, American romantic comedy. Jack Nicholson as a racist, obsessive, compulsive novelist. It's honestly, I can recommend it. It's a brilliant film.
I've heard of it.
It's quite a long film, but it's really, really clever and really, really funny. Because he's just a brilliant actor. Although I don't know too many films that he's been in that I've watched. Most of the ones that I have seen him in have been absolutely brilliant. Angela McCurtry says, if I fry an egg and the yolk breaks, I bin it.
Yeah, I knew she was going to say that.
And if I fry an egg, I will only eat the yolk.
Not the white. Well, I don't like the white bit much.
So she'll cook it, but only eat the white. And so I'm guessing, so if it breaks, it's going into that's really strange.
No,
isn't
I think
it?
A lot of people throw away broken eggs.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's something I couldn't do. If I fry an egg and the yolk breaks,
spoiled it, isn't it?
And if I fry an egg, I will only eat the yolk. So she leaves the white, she only eats the yolk. So what's the point?
Philip Schofield does that as well. He eats the yellow. Yeah.
That's just wasting food, isn't it?
Well, it's your likes and dislikes of what you eat, isn't it?
Well, that's just a waste. I'd poke him in the chest now. So there's hungry people in the world. You're going around and doing all that tech centre to raise loads of money. Eat your blooming yolks and your white bits as well.
Eat your whites.
Marco
I've heard
Sullivan.
Of eat your greens, but eat your whites now.
Marco Sullivan says, yes, I keep getting up in the morning and going to work. I must stop it. It's a dreadful habit to get
terrible.
In.
Terrible. Break it.
I hope you get cured soon. That sounds like I'm wishing unemployment on him,
doesn't
it?
Oh, no. Now you see we've got all superstitious now.
Sandy Taylor says, I have to snooze the alarm until it's the last second that I have to get up and then run around like mad to get the kids to school on time. Says Sandy. Mm. We've got that habit as well. Do you ever get up before your alarm?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because I refuse to get up until my alarm goes off.
Is that a mind game?
No, it's just a case that, no, I'm staying in. My alarm hasn't gone off yet. I don't have to get up yet.
Oh, no. It's no.
Honestly, I'm not getting up.
And I'd never think of it like that.
No, but we do, though.
I just think, I'm awake before my alarm. Well, in that case, I'll get up.
Do you have your tea?
Yeah.
Which is tea time. Do you have that at a specific time?
Oh, well, that goes up and down.
Does it? Mm. It varies.
Yeah.
What about, breakfast, lunch?
Oh.
Are you stickler for times? Tea's always,
Oh, no.
No.
Good gosh, no.
Okay. Interesting.
No.
When, just say for instance, you buy something that needs to be put in the oven and you look at the instructions. Just say for instance, you buy a pie.
A nice pie.
I know you do. It's got the instructions on the packet and you put it in and it says, right, you've got to put it in at 25 minutes on level 6. Minutes at level 6? Or do you say, I'm gonna cook it until it's done?
Yeah, I always add a bit extra on.
Add a little bit extra on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people would do that.
It's like not just being safety, like food conscious, like not getting food poisoning, though.
It is, but then, it's like when, because the wife is very, if she was cooking a chicken, it would be.
Yeah, go on.
20 minutes to the pound and work it out and that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I just chuck, if I was chucking a chicken in the oven, I would probably, a normal sized chicken, I don't know, I'd say hour and a half and that's done on, level 4. And that's right. But you open it up and you look at the skin and you think, is that done? Yeah, it's done. And you've got common sense about you. But if you just say, for instance, you buy something that says you've got to cook this for X amount of time, I cook it until it's cooked and it's ready to eat.
Mm.
It might take 5 minutes extra because it normally does, doesn't it? Let's be honest, it normally does.
I can be hungry.
And I won't go on what it says on the packet. I'll go on what it looks like and what it feels like and what it tastes like. Does that make sense?
It does, but I do it, and it always, suddenly always ends up being roughly about the same time. I don't know why I bother reading the packaging for the chicken, because then I'll go, oh, I'll just do it 2 hours. It's always the same.
Exactly. You know it's done.
Yeah.
And you used to do, you know, when, just say, for instance, in the early days of cooking, they would have said, you stick a fork in it, and if the juice comes out, it's cooked.
Juice runs clear.
Yeah, it's cooked. It's as simple as that. Yeah. Now, if you chuck an ordinary-sized chicken or, you know, fairly decent-sized chicken in the oven, and you do hour and a half or 2 hours, you know it's going to be cooked.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. But these people that are, it says 20 minutes per pound, so it's only going in for 40 minutes. There's only 2 pound of chicken there, and you think, no, come on, it's not. The amount of times that I've had a meal and I'm halfway through and it's like, this is still cold. Yeah, but I cooked it for 25 minutes.
I did what it said on the packet.
Yeah, but it's still cold.
Yeah.
And
gotta be careful with chicken.
It's
especially.
Because it's there. It's in black and white. That people take it seriously. And that. Yeah, you've got to take it seriously. But if it's not cooked, it's not
guideline,
cooked.
It's a guideline, isn't it?
That's probably what it is. Mm. But we do that. Oh, it says so on there. That's what you've got to do.
Oh, I want roast chicken now and onion sauce and loads of veg and gravy.
Got to have loads of veg.
I want it now. Loads of veg.
You've got to have loads of veg. Talking of chickens. Last night on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Yeah. They had black silky chicken.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Now, this is really strange because obviously it's edible. If I said come round for a meal and I served that black silky chicken.
Thanks.
What would you eat it?
Well, I'm not a fussy eater, and I do believe, well, we do eat with our eyes, but at the same time, I believe you've got to have a go. I don't know, though. I don't know.
Because in your head, just say, for instance, if we reprogrammed you. Yeah, we're programmed. Because we think that chickens should be that colour.
And that's it.
And if somebody's made it black, that ain't right.
Mm.
And it, by the way, it's not us being racist.
No, and it's, yeah, absolutely. But it's like vegetables now, they're producing vegetables different colours from the bog standard colour.
Yeah.
I mean, the carrots were originally purple, weren't they? I don't know the story why they went to orange, but if we think of carrots as orange, so if we saw a different colour, we've gone, oh, I'm not sure about that.
That's it. You've gone full circle. I reckon that's the reason why we've got these issues, is because we've been programmed in such a way, and it's hard to reprogram us. And I think
we're just sticklers.
I read Maggie Curry's latest book very recently, and it's a very thin book. It'll take you about an afternoon to read it, and it's just telling you how to do things differently, open your mind, and it's a fascinating thing because it's so easy to do. Once you've broken the habit, you just think, because
you're free.
Because I looked at that chicken last night and I thought, wow, black chicken.
Yeah, I know, I did.
Before I'd read this book, I would have thought, black chicken, like you, not sure about that. Now I'm thinking, I'm going out to look for some black chicken.
Oh no,
I'm going to go up Hamilton.
Bet you won't find any. I bet you won't find any. No,
black silky chicken.
No.
Yeah, but it's in my head now. I've got to have it.
So you won't let it go until you found it.
No.
Yeah, see? We're all losing the plot.
All right.
It's a mad world.
That's just about it now. We've got to go and have a lay down somewhere and obviously be treated and given some medication.
Yeah, I need medication.
But hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
At the same time.
As long as we've been on our meds, we should be all right.
Same time, same place. With the same show.
Yes, that's me and thee.